This is St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Greg Montanew. After a long and bitter primary season, St. Louis County Councilman Steve Stenger trounced County Executive Charlie Dooley in yesterday's Democratic primary. As St. Louis Public Radio's Chris McDaniel reports, the question now becomes whether or not Democrats can move forward and present a unified front for the general election.
With more than 100 supporters below, County Councilman Steve Stenger took the stage to celebrate his massive victory over County Executive Charlie Dooley.
I am proud to stand with you tonight. I am ready to work alongside you to bring jobs to our county's working families.
Stenger himself seemed to be surprised by his large margin of victory in the Democratic primary. All told, the former accountant won by 36 points, a landslide. Speaking to reporters afterward, Stenger said it was because voters were ready for a change.
I think it was really, it was a message that was being sent from the voters of St. Louis County. And I think they heard in what I was saying, a vision, a path for St. Louis County.
But during the race, there was little discussion of that vision. Instead of focusing on issues, the campaign often devolved to debates about debates and disclosing tax returns. And it was an expensive primary. The two candidates spent more than $2.2 million this year, according to campaign finance reports. Some of that money was used by Stenger to hammer Dooley with a lot of ads attacking him for various FBI investigations into county government. Political observers say those attacks made it easy to paint a picture of an incumbent who had been in office for too long. But in spite of the nastiness and superficiality of the race, Stenger says he has a lot of respect for Dooley, who held the county executive post for more than 10 years.
No, I'm very confident that we're going to come together as a party, and that work is also going to start tomorrow, and we're going to move forward as a party, we're going to move forward as a county.
Away from the loud music and festivities at the Stenger party, Dooley's headquarters were more morose.
It is what it is. People have spoken in St. Louis County, and I respect that. So I'm going to move on, and they're going to move on.
But the question remains of if people will move on and put the nastiness of the Democratic primary behind them. When asked if he would support Stenger in the general election, Dooley only gave a curt,
"Will you support him?"
"I support all good Democrats."
And Stenger will want to have that support, according to experts who say the wounds in the Democratic primary will need to be healed quickly. The reason? Although the county has leaned Democratic for about 20 years, Stenger won't be facing a Republican pushover in the November general election.
I think the people of St. Louis County are ready for a major change in parties who run this county.
GOP State Representative Rick Stream spoke before a crowd of about 50 last night in Kirkwood. He collected 68% of the conservative vote.
I clearly want to make sure, of course, that we reach across the aisle and get Democrats and independents. I think the people of St. Louis County are ready for a change from the leadership for the last 24 years in St. Louis County.
It remains to be seen if Stream will be able to offer up a legitimate challenge in November. After all, two-thirds of the county's voters took a Democratic ballot yesterday. In other words, although Dooley lost big last night, he still managed to collect more votes than Stream. I'm Chris McDaniel, St. Louis Public Radio.
For photos from the campaign parties and maps of results from different races, go to stlpublicradio.org.